שלום, השיעור שלנו יעסוק בבניין החברה העתידית.
Hello, our lesson will focus on building the future society and we'll read excerpts from Bala Sulam and we'll continue from excerpt number 48. You can set questions to Kab.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Excerpt number 48 from the writings of the last generation. The entire world is one family. The framework of communism should ultimately encircle the entire world in an equal standard of living for all. However, the actual process is a gradual one, meaning each nation whose majority accepts these basic elements practically and has a guaranteed few may enter the framework of communism right away.
First of all, Bala Sulam speaks about not the communism we know from Russia or something. He's talking from the word commune, where everybody wants to exist equally for each one according to what he needs to fulfill his corporeal needs. The rest he devotes to society. And in such a way, society becomes an equivalence of form to the Creator, and it can dwell in all of society. And this form comes at the end of all deeds, end of all corrections. That's why he writes that this process must take place gradually, meaning that most of the public is prepared and ready for it. Then society can take such laws upon itself, and not that these laws that somebody will come and coerce them upon a society, and they'll take them on by force, that they wanted to force it upon people that weren't ready for it. And that framework brings society, it could be a small or big society, but it brings them to a feeling of divinity and existence on a spiritual level. So that can happen in any nation, as we say. We see that even if a part of a nation is ready for it, they can create a state where everybody exists in a way what he calls communism, where each one takes for himself what he needs in order to exist, and the rest he gives to society. And by this, a society that is an equivalence of form to the Creator can start feeling itself that it exists on a spiritual level above this world, meaning in corporeality they're in this world, in spirituality they are on some level on the ladder. And what's interesting is that what he writes here, that it can also be partial. That even a part of the public will be ready for it, they can build such a commune and exist in such a way. It's all closed between them. As much as they take these spiritual laws upon themselves, that they will also happen on a corporeal level, the laws. Yes, Dudi.
Even before the social life of the last generation, I want to ask about the current generation. Can I?
Yeah.
Without getting into politics, but just kind of the bird's eye view of a Kabbalist, how do you relate to the next round of elections that are coming up in Israel? Is this a good sign, a bad sign? How are you seeing things?
I don't see good or bad. Obviously, these things have to happen in our society, which is completely corrupted and can't find itself. It is entirely in a shattering. There are many causes and strong causes that are in such polarity to one another I don't know how to say it. I still don't see any way, and there can't be, meaning I see the path, but the way it'll be realized, I don't know. Whatever they do to overcome everything above their differences, it can only be done with Kabbalah. But I don't see that anything is, nobody is even paying attention to it as any means for anything, for the correction. For correction of the people and the state and the world. That's why I can't say that these elections will do anything. As usual, as it was, that's how it'll be. It all depends on how much we increase our forces and dissemination, or the nation. Well, whatever depends on us, they will understand their purpose, their destiny, the essence of their existence, what and how they are, according to the laws of nature. And then according to that, we will speed up the advancement. So keep disseminating between us in BB, also Israel and the world, in the entire world, to keep disseminating to the people of Israel through, I don't know, our electronic devices and our newspaper that we're disseminating. So that's it. That's what we have to do. And more to explain that love thy friend as thyself in all kinds of forms, as much as we hate it and everybody rejects it, but gradually it must get into the people, that there is no choice. We need to bring this to the world, and the world will hate us more and more as much as the world advances and won't find a way to correct itself. So more and more we will be in the crosshairs and we can get more damage. Okay? I have nothing else to add. I don't think that in the government there are any forces who can use the state for the good, the state that was created. No, nobody cares. Each one only cares about his seat, and that's it. And nothing good will come out of this. They're all people with interests only for themselves. That's it. I'm not demanding anything from them. I can't say anything because everybody's corrupted. Everybody, according to what we study and feel, they're all ill with their ego and they need correction. That's around the world. It's not only them. But the people of Israel have to show the correction to the whole world. So the problem about us and the government and the country more than anybody else.
Excerpt number 49 from article The Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions.
Again.
Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace.
Let's say it's in our time.
And to know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public.
That's the purpose.
And the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions.
meaning how to raise to the degree of the Creator. The Creator isn't demanding anything. Don't do favors. Don't do anything in order to bestow, that you bring yourself to the degree of the Creator. That is what He receives as pleasure. That's what you can bring Him. The fact that we say that we have to do something in order to bestow to the Creator, there is no bestowing. The fact that we reach the form as He is, that form is the best, the only good form, by this we are actually, from where we're bestowing good to ourselves, we're also bestowing good to Him. Questions? Yep.
Rav,
the communism that Baal Sulam is describing is a state where each person has different kind of necessities. Is this the equality? One person might need 4 meals, another 3 meals?
Yeah, obviously the same as their faces aren't equal. That's how we are. Everybody in their own, what they need, that's what they get.
Meaning what didn't work in the communism that we know is that they try to place everyone under the same standard.
Correct. This is different.
How come not everyone feels themselves as ill with their ego?
I didn't meet a person who said he's an egoist. If he did say that, it was because he was proud of it. I'm an egoist. But nobody did say, oh, I'm such an egoist. What am I gonna... I didn't meet such a guy. So what are you asking?
The question is why? Why is it?
Because according to nature, a person can hurt himself. We have a nature of the will to receive. If I see something I can suffer from, so I don't see it. You see the Creator? You see the upper world? No. Seeing means feeling. Why don't you feel it? Because then you'd suffer. That's why you yourself are concealing it.
On the surface, it will help greatly to bring us closer to correction if everyone will feel the problem of the ego, but it's concealed.
There will be no freedom of choice. There will be no freedom of choice. That can't be done like that. We still don't understand how we advance, but our advancement is completely free. Otherwise, the Creator will just make us angels that will do everything He wants. In a second, He can make all of us working in order to bestow, but it's not us bestowing from our own freedom of choice, from our desire, against our desire. It won't happen. That's the problem. That we need to reach it and choose, that I want to choose to be opposite of myself. Yeah.
In the writings of the last generation, Baal Sulam describes a society that has a lot of love that evolves towards a special connection. In reality, as he describes, we see the ego brings the unwillingness of both sides to make concessions. Even in the family unit, you see there's divorce. No one is willing to make any concessions. If it used to be that the children, the third factor, would be the thing that maintains the families, today it's irrelevant. Today in politics, the good of the people is also irrelevant. There's an ego and unwillingness to connect. And we need to have another factor that will help us go beyond it and connect. What is that other factor that will get us to a state of love, connection, wholeness?
We see in our world that nobody has any breaks. No, nothing limits anybody. People know we're going towards a war, so there'll be a war. But it's dangerous. We can die. Well, we'll die. But what's going to happen with our kids? Whatever happens, happens. Like you say, we'll get a divorce. But what happens with the kids and everything? Whatever happens. a person becomes, the young generation also, give him pizza, give him his computer, we're done. Don't get close to him. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't want to know about you or see you. You're his dad. You owe me my pizza, Coca-Cola, and a Wi-Fi. That's it. And get out of here. You understand? Meaning, what from such a state that we reached? You see, this is also between countries. No, nobody's doing, this is how they're calculating. We don't really calculate. Under the conditions today, before there were many wars and friction, today everybody is becoming very indifferent about what's going to happen. I think it brings us to a good soul searching here, the good calculation, to see that only a calculation above our life can in somewhat change humanity. That's it. Yeah?
To come to such a calculation, we need to just state where it will be terrible. A person would say, because either faith will develop.
The very, very bad doesn't need a bomb to come and everybody dies. Very, very bad has to be an awareness, meaning there has to be, it's more of a path, more influence on man that he will respond to, also from the good, also from the bad, meaning there has to be some kind of colorful process here. And the problem is, I only see the solution in us. We are not disseminating enough. Also between us, not connecting in a strong enough intensity, and also not disseminating enough to the whole world. The world is advancing more than what we are bringing it, the force of correction. Yes.
Let's take a situation of a person who's completely despaired of his life, is about to jump off the roof or take a pill that will completely knock him out. Now we're going to meet him and tell him, listen, leave this life, there's another life, there's a higher reality. What do you have to offer this person at this low point of total despair? What are you bringing him?
Nothing.
Health?
Nothing. I don't want to meet him.
This man is an allegory for society, for humanity.
I want to bestow to him with a light that reforms, and not that I'm speaking to him. The light that reforms, mainly. Along with that, you have to explain something, a little. But really, only the light that reforms. Meaning, only through the connection between us. You want to bestow to the world, please don't open your mouth. Bestow. Bestow from your bestow to the friends. You will cause it to work on him in the form of the light that reforms. Only. I don't believe in words. I don't believe in anything. Also in the newspapers, don't tell Dudi. In nothing. Not in your campus and nothing. It's all good. It helps us to organize ourselves better. But really? Just the light.
I'm not looking for a rational answer. We will do the work between us and connect. That if we will do this work, the world will have a willing. I'm not looking for a rational explanation, but I also don't. I can't understand how this thing can work. What's the connection between a group that's connecting truly and wants to bring light to the world, and an egoistic world that reaches its lowest point and will change? How these two things?
You don't know, but I'm telling you, yes. Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 50 from the writings of the last generation by Baal HaSulam. First, there must be a small establishment whose majority are altruists to the above-mentioned extent. It means that they will work as diligently as contract workers 10 to 12 hours a day and more. And each and every one will work according to his strength and receive according to his needs. It will have all the forms of the government of state. In this manner, even the framework of the institution contains...
Meaning, so this form can spread all over the world, nothing to do with nations or societies.
And this institution will be as a central point that will encompass the entire world. All who enter this framework of communism will have the same agenda and the same leadership as the center. They will be as one nation in profits, losses, and results.
Yeah, that's clear. Right? Meaning it's a form that will take place. When? That depends on us. We speed up the times. And 51...
Also from the writings of the last generation, the religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other.
Meaning that real religion is bestowing to the friend.
To the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love thy friend as yourself, where one will not take pleasure in society more than a backward friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations that will come within the framework of communism. However, besides that, each nation may follow its own religion and tradition, and one must not interfere in the other.
Yeah, that's a matter of habits, culture. Well, what's religion? Yes, Chaim.
I understand how you can transfer to the world words, ideas, clips. How can you transfer the reforming light?
Without clips and without newspapers.
How?
With the desire. The desire is the material of the world. That's how it works. When you look at the world, what do you see? You see one desire that is in all kinds of layers, all kinds of, like a body that has all kinds of systems, but it's one body you want to awaken. The rest of the life in this body, please, it's in your hands. If you go with your friends, ascend with your friends to a essential spiritual degree, whether you want it or not, you're connected to the whole world, and directly you bestow an addition of light to the world. The world starts changing.
If we want to pass to the world the reforming light, then this light will pass to the world?
Yes, and it can only be under the condition that you're connected to your friends in the correct form, and you can really be a vessel that attains the light in order to pass it to the others. So then there's an upper one, a middle one, and a lower one.
So if we connect in order to bring the reforming light to the world, it will pass to it?
For sure. But you also have to be in something connected to the world. But you are. For now, it's enough. Clear, right? We have a connection to the world. We're suffering with them. We feel the suffering of the world. Meaning there's a connection. If we connect between us in a spiritual way, then the light bestows through us also to the world. And from this, the world comes closer to correction. Yes. For some reason, the microphones today are scattered in a way where nothing was in place. I saw that, paid attention to that.
On one hand, you said that only work on the connection between us, and this will bring correction to the world.
No, we have to be connected to the world. First of all, what is the world? With our groups, of course, that's us. All the groups in Israel and the world, there's no doubt about that. We have to be connected. That's one thing. Second, we are also bestowing to earth dwellers, as we say. You are getting published in all kinds of media, general media in the world. You want to reach them, and you are connected to the world. You're not an angel. So, obviously, if you attain some spiritual force in the ten, it spreads through you to the nations of the world.
Yeah, because we see that you're working day and night to disseminate, to give interviews. It's not that you're sitting here with a few students and work only on the connection between us. I'm asking because a person may see it as a invitation to focus on the connection between us and not go to the disseminator or that.
No, we need that too. Look at Bala Sulam, how much he did. No, we have to disseminate. In our dissemination, there's a desire for more people to connect to us. Still, on one hand. On the other hand, we need people to know what the purpose of life is, what the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah is, what form we have to reach, what the reason for anti-Semitism is, and everything. We must disseminate it. By this, we're helping the world advance. Imagine if Bala Sulam wouldn't do what he did. In what state the world was today, how we, the connection of the world and divinity, understand? We must do everything. Also, whoever can has to connect, organize our material for the next generations, make books and so on. We need it. Okay. Now, I have one question. Moscow.
The question about the future society. Am I understanding correctly that the ultra-race will not disappear and it does not get cancelled in a person? Meaning, there should be certain conditions that will guide him properly and not allow him to act in a way that will cause harm. I mean, it's not a frivolous society.
Well, to receive his entire creation. Without that, there's even not creator, because the creator appears in the will to receive. The will to receive is matter that is there, and it exists, and nothing happens with it. We're speaking about the correction upon it, to make it resemble the creator in its appearance. That it will be the will to receive in order to bestow. And by this, it reaches equivalence of form with the creator and the degree of the creator. That is it. Now, we have Silicon Valley.
Hello, Rav. With all the hatred and separation in among the Jewish people inside Israel, what can we do as Bnei Baruch? What can we offer the government or the people?
We need between us to connect as strong and good as we can between us. That will work on everything. We have nothing to do. We write articles, we write in the papers. But that's how it all works externally on everything. But our true main influence is through the connection between us, through the light that reforms. Moldova. Please, Moldova.
Do you hear us?
Yes, we hear you. Come on.
With your permission, we would like to uplift the spirit of the friends in the world clee.
I allow it, of course.
Okay, the question is as follows. What will happen if right now we will all think together and ask for that point that is between us and the Creator that only love can correct?
That's very good. it's worth to be in this all the time. It's worth being in it all the time. We have 3 more months till the Congress, right? What's 2 months? September is 2 months or 3 months?
3 months plus.
June, July, August, if I'm not mistaken, right? 3 months. So what is he saying? So we have to think how we see this Congress, what its purpose is, what is it at all. It's very interesting how we get there, what do we do with it. It's very important. We should start thinking about it and afterwards. Correct it, make it better, improve it, maybe not that, maybe speak of something else, to do something, but all these preparations are good. It's good that it'll be that way. Okay. Any news? Except for our great government.
USA.
Oh, USA.
No.
Yeah?
Doctor. Hey, no. What again?
Yeah, it doesn't have any. So why is there a question mark up there?
Tov.
Okay.
Ali, I'm mute.
Shalom, Kli Olami. Shalom, Rav.
Hello, World Kli. Hello, Rav.
I feel that we achieved not just our own ego, but a collective ego. And now we really need to get together as friends. We need to be locked in a room and start writing the books into the new generations. Do you think it will be worth it to maybe have one Congress that we can have everybody, and we are just writing and writing and writing the entire 3 days till we come up with some serious stuff? I'm working also with your son on how to get you on the
media. I don't know about all these things. Consult with the friends, ask them whatever they tell you, speak between you. I'm the last one. I'll hear the result of this. I don't know. I don't have those types of decisions or opinions. That's it. What I am asking is, pay attention that after the Congress, if you say it was successful, as much as you have a descent, a fall, a feeling of rejection, that you don't want to be in contact, you discover something that rejects you, that's very important, and it's good. That means that the extra light you receive during the Congress is working in order to expand your vessels. And it's good. We patiently need to go through these things for a few days, and then you'll start feeling as much as, instead of rejection, you have a drawing towards one another. Start being a bit more sensitive to what's happening in you. That's it. And in this,
we'll read a few announcements. You're invited to tonight at 5:30 p.m. Israel time for a live lesson with Dr. Lightman and Siva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a great day. Fundamentals and the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Alam campus is delighted to invite you to intro lectures in advance of our fundamental courses. Lectures will take place throughout Israel. Admission is 30 shekels. When you RSVP in advance, to do so, 700-509-209, and we'll sing a song.
שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה
Las vienen y puertas no cerrarán Por eso amigo debes aguantar
Я знаю, что есть свет
Но без твоей света
There's no more heart of stone All the trouble already had gone
בכל מקום, בכל קצה נרגיש את טעם החיים
Продвигайся, продвигайся Где граница света и тень
להמשיך קדימה ישר אל האור
Adelante, adelante Con fuego en tus ojos ya
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving Until the sun will rise
Sun will
Где граница света и тень
להמשיך קדימה ישר